On the show today, we have Georgia United Federal Credit Union's very own Andy Woodman talking about the credit union's latest mortgage lending success with some pretty amazing numbers to report, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Andy Woodman from Georgia United Federal Credit Union. How are you, Andy?
Very good, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we're talking about your mortgage lending success, and we're in the throes of the home buying season right now, and so you guys are probably in the middle of it as well. But you guys have had some lending success in the past, and can you just give us a quick summary of what's been transpiring in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, absolutely. Over the last 2 months, we've actually set funding records today, and then broke that in June as well. So
what?
A large part of it, too, is we've seen our app volume is kind of off the charts. We typically average around 350 apps a month, and it's been in excess of 500 to 600 the last 2 years.
Wow. What do you attribute this to? This is great news.
Like you mentioned, some of it is truly just it's kind of home buying season.
Yeah.
For us, a large part of it was we revamped our whole online application process. And it's really made a big difference for us.
Yeah, you use the folks called Roostify, is that correct?
Yes, sir, we do.
And so how have they helped you? I mean, what's the big differentiator for those guys?
We had something we identified kind of early on was a problem with our online application to begin with. It was just kind of, it was a static application online, didn't optimize, was a real problem in that. If someone applied online, they couldn't go back and finish. If they couldn't, complete the app and told them right there,
yeah.
And they had to go through the entire application. What Roostify has done for us is really just streamline the process, much better interface. It's just made the application process, the feedback we've got is just so much more enjoyable for them.
Yeah, indeed. So what was life like prior to adding this technology?
NPS scores, just general member feedback was it was just not pleasant. They didn't enjoy the process. A lot of times what it caused for us is we got just bad data, couldn't complete the whole thing. So we spent a lot of time having to kind of piece together what the apps were like. At the same time too, it was kind of a bottleneck because it was a single point of entry as far as it comes to the RLM. And so Roostify has just helped us kind of bring things into the modern age.
So how are these issues kind of slowing down you guys and serving your members in this area? Because it sounds like a lot of people were kind of dropping off and then having to start over, and then that just adds to frustrated members, and then you don't want this happening. They might look elsewhere for something. So
yeah, exactly.
So that's the scary thing there when that happens.
Exactly. And it makes me wonder, too, how many apps we were missing out on to get to see what our app volume looked like having this.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of cut the amount of time on the intake.
Mm-hmm.
We did an analysis of the whole operation here over the last 2 years. And so we made changes operationally that helped cut some time down, but there's still this up on the upfront piece, which is taking way too long. And so by going to Roostify, our average turn time from app to submission from 20 to 10. Days though.
Wow.
It's been phenomenal.
Wow. So you basically cut them in half, right? Sounds like?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's huge. So what kind of results? I mean, what kind of results have you achieved since then? Because you mentioned that, gosh, your apps are what? You're over 600 now as opposed to 300 or so?
Yeah, exactly. So again, we got increased app volume. Our funding volumes again through the roof. Like I said, the overall days to close, we were near 40, 43 days last year. We've been closing loans in under 30, so our average is about 26 right now.
Goodness.
And again, that's largely due to the upfront piece and to, the buy-in from team members as well. They really embrace, utilizing the product. So
what are your goals? I mean, because like we mentioned at the top of the show, we're kind of in the midst of the home buying season right now. So what are your goals for this year heading in or completing the home buying season? Because, people still buy homes in the fall and around the holidays, but summertime's the big time. So do you guys have any goals that you want to achieve?
We do. It's to maintain that sub 30-day close date. For us, as we moved into the purchase market, it is to do well with the realtors, get them excited to use us and know that we have great products and the service to follow that. I think our members recognize that, but to know that the real estate partners can see that too. For me too, it's just a peace of mind with my staff.
Mm-hmm.
What this has helped us do is kind of not run around with a hair fire all the time. The whole process has just gotten much, we've become much more efficient organization.
Indeed. I have to hang on. So I'm going to cut this part out of the interview. My part, my dog is snoring over here. So hang on a second. Hey, stop. Oh, it's really loud. Okay, I apologize. I'll cut that part out. So anyway.
You had someone doing yard work in the
background. Yeah, I thought it was a lawnmower, but it's my dog. So anyway, so let's get to the last question here. So kind of to wrap up here, any advice do you have for Creightons out there who want to kind of mimic your achievements? Or
yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, tools like Roostify, they're phenomenal. They can help us become more efficient. But I think at the end of the day, those themselves don't originate the loans for us. You know, so it's a way, how can you utilize this technology?
Yeah.
You know, bring it into your workflow, make it work for you, and at the same time, get the buy-in from your team to go ahead and utilize it.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be equally good for the member as it is for the team member for it to really work and pay dividends.
Yeah, indeed. Got to be aligned all the way down. So, All right, last question for you. I lied. I see that you have Atlanta United on your wall over there, so you must be watching the World Cup.
I am.
Who's your favorite team? Who do you want to win?
Again, being a U.S. supporter and not being in the tournament. So I adopted Iceland.
Oh, have you?
For the sheer fact that it's Iceland and, you know, it's a country of 300,000 people can make the World Cup. But I do have English heritage, so I am
okay.
Pulling for England.
Well, both those teams are doing, they're doing all right. You know, Iceland's been an incredible story, and England, my gosh, what, the last game they scored 6 goals or something? My gosh, that was crazy.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Andy, I know you got to go, so I appreciate the time, and keep up the good work. Maybe we'll check in down the road and see how well you guys are doing maybe toward the end of the year. See what's up.